Proverbs chapter 1, and this evening we're just going to be looking briefly at verses 1 to 7 of this portion of God's Word found on page 669 of your pew Bibles. Proverbs chapter 1, the first 7 verses. Hear again the word of the Lord. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance, to understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Well, tonight I'm just going to do just a basic introduction of the book of Proverbs. And next week we'll begin in earnest as we see that Solomon will then be bringing our attention to the youth. As we look at the book of Proverbs, Proverbs is easily broken down into 3 sections. And the first 9 verses of the book of Proverbs are typified or may be described as those words of wisdom and instruction that are intended for the young, whether that means young in spirit or young in body. I think it can be applied to either. But it does deal with those matters that typically we need to be aware of at an early age in our life so that we walk rightly and we don't find ourselves digging deep holes for ourselves from foolish dealings and foolish decisions relative to those things that are a natural part of our young life. And so we'll see that in the book of Proverbs, those first 9 chapters are intended to lay a foundation. And then chapter 10 will begin a section up until toward the last 7 chapters of Proverbs that are really geared toward those who are adults, those who are more mature. And we'll take on some of those things that are a regular part of our adult life. And then those last chapters. And I think especially of that last chapter of the book of Proverbs, where again I think we have an opportunity to read that in 2 different ways. One, that description of godly women. But 2, where we see the culmination of all of this wisdom that Solomon has laid out before us as it affects us practically, resulting in those behaviors well suited for the bride of Christ. And so it may give us an opportunity to look with fresh eyes at that description of that godly woman laid out in Proverbs 31, as God would want it to reflect His bride, and how we each one go through our life, living in such a way that He would be glorified, living in such a way that it would testify to the power of the gospel as it transforms our life. Now here, the book of Proverbs, we are moving from that earlier study of the Psalms. And the Psalms were a wonderful book and tool to help us grow not only in our praise of God, reminding us all that we have as a reason for praising our faithful, loving, patient, kind, merciful, and delivering God. It also was a book that spoke to us relative to how it is we are to approach God in prayer. That when the difficulties of life would befall us, that we, like David, could cry out to God in those seasons of fear, those seasons of pain, those seasons of not knowing. And we could trust full well that He would hear and that He would lead us out of those seasons of life. Well, now we move into the book of Proverbs. And the book of Proverbs is intended to be extremely practical. The wisdom that is laid out here and the form in which God was pleased to put forth His wisdom in these Proverbs, they are few words, and yet they make a huge impact. And Solomon is said to have written the majority of these based on the wisdom that God was pleased to lavish upon him. It is written of Solomon that he created something like 3,000 Proverbs. So not all of Solomon's wisdom is on display within the book of Proverbs, but we will get a good taste of much of that wisdom which God was pleased to give to him. And here, as he begins this work, something that is important for us to realize, especially as we're going to be tackling the book of Proverbs at the end of several Lord's days, prepare yourself. The book of Proverbs is a book that will make the most obedient and conscientious Christian more aware of their sin and their needs and their failings. And so I mention that so that at the end of a given Lord's Day, you're not consumed in despair. Be alert to the fact that even for those, the most aged and most godly saints among us, the book of Proverbs will tend to uncover those sins that still need to be rooted out and attended to. Those last vestiges of selfishness and self-pursuit of our own desires are going to be on display. And so I just want to give you those words of caution at the outset, that you're prepared that God may speak to you in that way. Perhaps as we engage with the book of Proverbs, you might think of that account we find in John chapter 4 of Jesus at the well with the Samaritan woman, where Jesus, in the heat of the day, takes a rest while his disciples go out in order to get supplies and get food that they might bring back some refreshment for their master. And while he is there, he has that encounter with the Samaritan woman. And he engages with her. And we see the giver of all wisdom lovingly and yet directly leading this one whose life had been filled with ups and downs in the way of his word. And we see that the effect of that time engaging with the giver of all wisdom was that she became more and more excited as she realized this one knows the contents of my heart, knows all about my life, and is willing to engage with me, a Samaritan. May that be our attitude as God is pleased through the duration of our study through Proverbs, that we would marvel that the God of the universe would go to such lengths to lay out such practical truths that we might grow in our knowledge of Him and grow in our knowledge of what He expects of us. And that He is so loving that He puts it in such simple terms that even we can comprehend these truths. And may they yield the transformation that He intends. Solomon lays out the rationale for this book, that at its core is that we would know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, and to receive instruction in wise dealings, in righteousness, justice, and equity. Again, these are things that only hold value for those who are in Christ. For apart from Christ, these are not the aspirations. Even the justice that the world clamors for is not true justice if it isn't found in Christ. It has some nugget of self-seeking. It has one's own advancement. It has one's own self-preservation as its core. But here Solomon wants us to know true wisdom. He wants us to be inclined to not only hear God's word read, but to be discontent unless that word is written upon our minds and written upon our hearts. That we would no longer be content to walk out of this place with no sense of any advantage for what it is He has been pleased to give to us. But rather, we would treat the wisdom of God as prized jewels, prized possessions, perhaps if we think in terms of business jargon, new talents and tools that we can incorporate into our day-to-day life, that it may go more easily, meaning that we would walk rightly more easily, that we would delight in His wisdom and following in that path laid out by Christ above all else. And that as we would take these truths, that it would result in an improved witness in the world to the glory of His name. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance. To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles. And then he brings us at the end of our passage this morning to what is the centerpiece, the purpose of the book of Proverbs. That we would understand, and perhaps this would be a good assignment for this week, for all who don't already have this memorized, to memorize verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. The crux of the matter is found here in verse 7. And we see that there are only two types of people that are put before us within the book of Proverbs. Those who will prove themselves wise, given to the instruction of God, conscientious to His speaking and teaching, that they would value it and they would seek to accumulate it. And they would seek to see it improved, meaning to grow and multiply in their life. And then there are the others. Those for whom the Word of God goes in one ear and right out the other. who care not to see the Word of God written upon their heart and merely are going through the motions. They do church. They come to worship. Perhaps they pray before their meal. But here Solomon is saying there is something far greater that Christ intends to be the result of the wisdom which he has been pleased to make known to us, that it would change our speech, that it would direct our thoughts, that it would guide our paths, that it would occupy and direct our wills in a fashion that would be honoring and glorifying to God. And so at the end of the day, as I mentioned here in Proverbs, just as this morning, Christ will shine a spotlight upon our heart and cause us to stop and ask ourselves the question, am I eager and yearning after the wisdom of God? Or am I content to live my life my way? Am I one who yearns that I might be known to my Heavenly Father as one who is wise in His wisdom? Or am I the fool who, though I've been blessed to hear God's word, though I may have sat in the presence of others who love Him, I have continued down a path that ultimately leads to destruction? If I'm a fool, not concerned for the wisdom of God. And so Solomon here introduces us to the book of Proverbs to prepare us for an opportunity to grow in our knowledge of Him, an opportunity to have our behavior modified by God's wisdom. And I pray that will be what God is pleased to do over these coming weeks and months as we proceed through this book, that through it, God will be pleased to bring about an abundant harvest of fruit within our lives, and that He will expand the reach of even our little congregation within this community and throughout the world to the glory of His name and to good of those who at present are in need of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Of Christ.